Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.W. Porter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Durham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy O'Dell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy O'Dell. And now, play ball. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is called out on strikes. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Porter and he is out, Keen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Billy O'Dell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Dell bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Robinson moves to third. Miranda moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Miranda tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miranda scores. O'Dell moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jim Stump now pitching. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Billy O'Dell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Dell is 0-for-0 in the game. Odell bunts in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Miranda moves to second. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stump fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Boyd now playing first base. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Reno Bertoia pinch hits for Jim Stump. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling scores. There goes Finnegan trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 3-1, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Prisco now pitching. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0-for-0 in the game. Odell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Odell for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gardner is hit by the pitch. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly pinch hits for Joe Prisco. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harry Bird now pitching. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Joe Durham now playing left field. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive towards short. Miranda catches it and throws to first to double up Kaline. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.